It's Buck Wise, 105.1 The Buzz, heard here in Portland and around the world on the radio.com app. In studio, this dude might be the biggest dude. We had to widen the doors to get him in here. The biggest guest I've had in here. Julian Michael Smith. Now, do you go by JMS? Do you have like a cool nickname?
Yeah, Jay.
Jay?
Yeah.
Oh, is that your name?
You can call me Jay.
Jay? All right, yeah. We're friends already.
All right, there you go.
Now, Jay, you've got 1.2 million followers on Instagram.
Yes.
You live in Portland?
Hillsborough. Just moved to Beaverton.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
So you're a local guy.
Yeah, I'm born and raised in Hillsborough. I went to Glencoe High School.
And how would you describe your lifestyle? Because, I mean, if I just go on to smith.julian as your Instagram,
yep.
I see good eats, your daily pump, you're working out.
Yeah,
let's just start with how big is your bicep?
So I haven't measured in a long time, but,
okay.
But they're about like 19 inches, I'd say.
Ooh,
somewhere in there.
Size of my head is what you're saying.
Hey, you got a big head. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, so basically my day, we run a membership site. So everything that we do in the gym, most people just go to the gym and work out. When I go and work out, I have Casey with me, and I also have a good buddy of mine. His name's Slade Smith.
Okay.
And he's actually like my day-to-day camera guy. So Everything we do in the gym is documented. Filmed, all recorded, and it's all part of the membership site as well as my Instagram.
Okay, so this is your full-time job, and Casey, who's in studio with us, is your girlfriend?
Yes.
And so she manages your business with you?
Yeah, and a lot more than that.
This is your full-time gig. Do you make money on the membership site and you're like fitness influencer?
So Instagram's a lot different than like YouTube. YouTube, you just get your views, and there's paid ads and all that stuff. But when it comes to Instagram, there's two ways you could do it. You could either wear something or something that you're promoting in your posts, and that's how you're getting paid.
Yeah.
But when we decided to make a business through all this, we wanted something outside of like an app, like somebody else's app. So we decided to make a membership site, and basically our following gets funneled over to the membership site.
So I see. So if somebody goes to smith.julian and they see this impeccable chiseled body that you have, you're trying to tease them with like, look, I live this lifestyle. I understand what it takes to get to this sort of health or this sort of regimen.
Yeah.
And you need to go to my membership site so that you can follow along and be a part of this program with me.
And that's a big part of it. But to be completely honest, when we started, and everyone who's trying to make something happen on Instagram is all trying to figure out their rhythm and what works best.
Right.
Bodybuilding is an extremely expensive sport. So when we made Instagram and everything, we wanted to give away a bunch of free tips. So
I see.
I don't want to ever say that the only way you can achieve the body you want is to buy my program.
Right.
Everything that I give on my Instagram is all free.
What are people asking you the most? I imagine you get a lot of, with 1.2 million followers, you probably get a lot of DMs, a lot of people asking you specific questions.
I would say the trend is always going to be, it's going to be the top two comments are always asking, how do I get my lower abdomen fat to come off?
That's it.
That's the one.
Interesting.
And how do I gain the most amount of muscle the fastest while losing fat?
Interesting.
Which is impossible.
Yeah, because if you're drinking, like I think what most average people like me, like I'm not a bodybuilder, right? Like I stay fit, but I don't lift. I need to lift. I probably should get into your program.
You look like you lift, but you're good.
But that's very nice of you. You're just being kind, or you're drinking this morning. I'm not sure, one or the other.
It's an early morning.
But like, I know how to stay physically fit, but I don't know all the details. But I immediately when I hear like build muscle mass, I think you're supposed to drink like peanut butter milkshakes before you go to bed or something like that.
Yeah, it's all diet.
Yeah.
So when you eat an appropriate amount of protein while being in a surplus of calories, you'll gain weight.
Okay.
So you could eat a surplus of calories, meaning you're consuming more calories than you need in a day, which is going to cause you to gain weight.
Yeah.
So you could consume an entire day's worth of calories with pudding.
Yeah.
And you'll gain weight for sure.
Yeah.
But you could have the appropriate amount of calories through whatever you want plus the adequate amount of protein.
Right.
And you will gain weight, but you will build muscle.
I'd love your take on this because you are an expert in this area.
Okay.
And I am not. And I just Google things and start doing it.
Okay.
But like I've been into this intermittent fasting right now.
Okay, cool.
And I don't know if this is like a bodybuilder's worst nightmare because it breaks down muscle or like this is something.
No, it's actually extremely beneficial.
Yeah.
But what's really cool about it is there's no more benefits to it in regards to it compared to like 6 small meals a day.
Mm.
It's just better for you in regards to like your schedule and everything
right,
or
right.
your lifestyle.
Right.
Because I know a lot of people, like my sister's a nurse.
Yeah.
Like she can't eat 6 times a day.
Right.
But it's already been proven that you don't need to eat every 3 hours to build muscle.
Hmm.
You can consume your entire day's worth of calories
in one
your
sitting.
Little window.
Yeah.
and still gain all the muscle that you want.
Is there a website they should go to as well?
Yeah, so the membership for the Daily Pump is thequadguy.com.
Okay.
And if you just go to my Instagram, all the links to the clothing and the sups and the our membership site is all right in there.
Can we take a picture with your bicep maybe next to my head?
Yes.
See, see what's bigger.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, follow me on Instagram as well, at AboutBuck. I'm going to post that picture of me and Julian with his massive biceps.
This could be a really big disappointment for your entire... I'm just letting you know. No, I'm just kidding.
Exactly. Cool. Thanks, Julian.
Yeah, Ben.
Hey, don't forget to follow Julian on Instagram. It's smith.julian.